Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we just got done celebrating Veterans Day in the United States. It's a day that we acknowledge the sacrifice millions have made for our country. And here in Pennsylvania, we have a large number of citizens who are veterans. Just how large is the veterans contingent here in Pennsylvania?
Yes, we have quite a few actually in Pennsylvania, and I would like to take the opportunity to thank all our veterans in the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Bradford Counties and soon Potter Counties. We have nearly a million veterans in Pennsylvania, according to the 2010 census update. We have 980,000 veterans in Pennsylvania, and there's actually approximately 22 million veterans nationwide. In terms of World War II veterans, such as my father, who passed away a couple of years ago, the World War II veterans that make up the total veteran population of 22 million are about 5%. Most of them are getting well in years right now, late 80s, 90s. And we have about 10% of the total population that are Korean veterans. About 34% of the total population are Vietnam veterans, and the current Gulf War veterans make up another 34%. So there's a good cross-section, and we do appreciate all of their sacrifices, their time, their service, their patriotism, and we just want to thank them and wish them a happy belated Veterans Day, and hopefully we can celebrate that every day in our hearts.
And here in Pennsylvania, we have a number of programs that are designed specifically to serve veterans. It's not all one of those things that's run by the federal government. We make that effort to reach out, don't we?
We sure do. Most people think of veterans and the federal government, but we also budget some money in our state budget to help our veterans in Pennsylvania. The lion's share of all the veterans programs are, in fact, from the federal government, but here in Pennsylvania, we're making a special effort to also help our veterans. In fact, a department service officer with the American Legion visits my Troy district office on the fourth Monday of every month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The office is located at 121 Canton Street in Troy. Anyone interested in speaking with the department service officer should call the Troy office at 570-297-3045 to schedule an appointment. Some of the services available to veterans and their dependents include assistance with compensation, pension, death benefits, education, and health care, as well as any issues pertaining to veterans' benefits. And veterans do not need to be a member of the American Legion to receive these services, so it's very important that we try to help our veterans in every way we can and any way we can.
And I understand that PennDOT has just come out with some new license plates that honor veterans, including one new plate that is specifically designed to help to put some money toward keeping the Gettysburg battlefield in good shape.
Yes, PennDOT will begin issuing a brand new series of military-themed license plates to honor and remember the sacrifices of our service members and veterans. These license plates will include special designations for a variety of combat-related decorations and expand the criteria to qualify for the Merchant Marines plate as well. The license plates were just authorized by a new law this year and are now available for qualifying service members and veterans. PennDOT actually has 34 different types of registration plates recognizing veterans, and PennDOT's also issuing a plate to commemorate the sacrifices of Pennsylvania Civil War veterans with the new Pennsylvania Monument plate. And I might add, one of the license plates that's available is also available to non-veterans that would like to just support our veterans. It's a Honoring Our Veterans Special Fund Registration Plate. So even if people have not served and are not technically a veteran, they could still have a special plate honoring our veterans. It's just a special recognition to lift up, encourage, and properly recognize our good and faithful veterans throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.